Chinatowns, Episode 3.
It's deliberate.
Well, it certainly looks that way.
Of course it is. The date of the Sunday school centenary has been fixed for months. The whole town's G'd up for it. And these damn primitives set their prayer camp meeting on the same day. Oh, what's that if it's not provocation?
You can't stop them.
They're trying to spoil the centenary. I wouldn't mind if it were just the primitives, but it's all the hangers-on. The radicals, the unionists, all that women's suffrage nonsense.
Yeah, it's out of town, that's the trouble.
It'll be 42 all over again, mark my words.
Have you spoken to the constabulary?
For all the good it did. All their officers are assigned to the centenary. They've nobody to spare.
There won't be any trouble at the centenary.
Well, that's what I said. Will the Turnhill Children's Choir rampage through the streets, I said? Rise up against the toffee apple merchants? It did no good.
You should preach on this tomorrow.
Aye. Happen I should.
Only when we obey God's word do we rise above the sewer. If we don't obey, we face the fires of hell, and none will burn hotter than free thinkers who lure us with their siren call. Shun the primitive Methodists, friends, and all who travel with them. They are the devil in our midst.
Very forceful, Ephraim. I was impressed. So was Edwin, were you?
Yes, thank you.
You'll be helping at the centenary, I hope. There's still a need for marshals in St. Luke's Square.
I have to work that day.
It's a Sunday. Printing works will be shut.
Edwin will do his bit. 100 years of Wesleyan Sunday schools. That's worth celebrating, huh?
Yes. Will you excuse me, Father? I promised to walk Miss Orgreave up the hill. I'll see you at home.
Right.
Walking up the hill with Janet Orgreave. You want to nip that in the bud?
Give over. They're friendly. Orgreave did me proud building my house.
I don't know why you wanted it. You were all right above the print works.
Orgreave's a sound man.
Spends too much on his clothes. And those bairns of his, all of them artistic. No Mrs. Baines this morning, I notice.
Happens she's poorly.
Ashamed, more like.
It's a bad business.
Sophia running off like that. Well, good riddance. She won't show her face in the Five Towns again.
I'm sorry for Mrs. Baines. She's a decent woman.
It's what comes of letting the young have ideas. You keep an eye on young Edwin.
Charlie's coming to visit soon.
Oh, excellent. I've missed him.
And Mother said to ask you to supper tonight.
Thanks, but I can't.
That's a shame. We've hardly seen you since you moved next door. How's the works? Did you really save the steam printer from going through the floor? Everyone's calling you a hero.
Hardly that. But at least the dad has stopped treating me like I'm useless.
What did he say about your letter?
I tore it up before he could read it. Being a printer isn't too bad, Janet.
But you wanted something else.
Don't be disappointed in me. I like feeling the dad's proud, that's all. I will tell him when the time's right.
Have they roped you in for the centenary?
They've tried. I don't know what there is to celebrate. Sunday school's just a way for parents to persecute their children.
If you can't come for supper tonight, come on Friday.
Not Friday. I have to pay the club.
What does that mean?
The club? Don't you do it in your house? Didn't Charlie and Tom?
I don't know if they did it, because I don't know what it is.
The club? The Bursley and Turnhill Permanent £50 Benefit Building Society.
Never heard of it.
You buy a share, and you pay 1 and 6 a week for 10 years.
10 years?
And at the end, they give you £50 to start building a house. That's £10 more than you actually paid in. The dad started a share off of me when I was still at school. I'm collecting the money on Friday.
Are you ready?
Yes. Yes, I am.
You might look a bit more cheerful, Sophia. You're in London. You're in a hotel. You said you dreamed of this.
I did, Gerald. I have.
Yeah, you thought it would be all grand staircases and gilt mirrors, didn't you?
Well, I...
The Free Library has a lot to answer for. It's only a night or two. We'll live better in Paris. My money will be through by then.
I'm not complaining.
I should think not. Come on. Put your coat on and we'll go out. There's an exhibition of Doré pictures in the Strand.
But what about our wedding?
Oh, didn't I say?
Say what? Gerald?
It can't be done here. There's been some change in the rules. I only found out for certain last night. But when we're in Paris, it'll be easy. We'll simply go to the English consul.
But you said we'd be married at once today.
I can't change the rules, can I?
But if we're not married...
Honestly, such a fuss. It will be all right. Come on, my sweet.
Stop it. Don't touch me. Not till we're married.
I don't know what you expect me to do.
Why didn't you tell me in the cab?
Well, that was hardly the right place. Let's go out and enjoy ourselves. Everything will be all right in Paris.
That's what you said about London.
Well, if you refuse to believe me...
Perhaps I'd better go home.
You can't.
Well, I can't go to Paris. Not like this. It's not respectable.
Do you really want to leave me? Leave your Gerald?
Oh, of course not. I love you.
You can't go home. The disgrace.
I know.
So what will you do?
Pardon?
I asked what you plan to do.
I'd never have agreed to come to London if I thought we wouldn't be married at once.
But you did agree.
Can't you see the position you've put me in? I think you should go.
Well, if that's what you want...
Would you really abandon me here?
You give me no choice. I suppose you'll need money.
Do you think I'd take your odious money? I've given up everything for you. My home, my sister, my world.
I know.
What do you expect me to do?
All right, we'll stay in London until we can get married. I'll arrange it somehow. I'll find you a respectable boarding house and I'll stay here. I'll come and see you every day.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
It's me. I'm in the wrong. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
I should have understood. I've been a cad and you're so sweet. You're an angel.
Don't be upset.
After I swept you off your feet, after you've given up everything for love, I... You do forgive me, don't you?
I... Oh, yes, of course I do. Oh, Gerald.
We have each other. That's all that matters. All will be well. You'll see.
There was a night, a barren night.
Come in.
A night of high degree.
It's me.
Father.
Why don't you come downstairs?
I'm comfortable here.
What is it you do up here every night?
I read, I think.
You could do that in the parlour. Auntie Hamps worries about you, always up here.
I don't think she does, Father. She'd have said.
Head always stuck in a book.
I like ideas, Father. I'm quite happy, I promise you. If I come downstairs, Auntie will talk and I won't be able to concentrate. And you'll nod off in your chair and snore. You know you will.
I'm thinking it might be time for you to join the Liberal Club. I could put your name up.
I've already applied.
You didn't talk to me about it.
I don't want to be accepted because I'm your son. I want to get in on my own merits.
I don't know what goes on in that noddle of yours. Well, if you won't come down, I'll say goodnight.
Night, Father.
What are these? Are they new?
It's no good having bookshelves without books to put on them.
Nice bindings.
Aren't they? These two are from the Wilbraham estate. They're selling off their library.
What's this one? Child Harold? Smoky stuff.
Royal Octavo in full calf. A bit stained, but that adds to the character, don't you think?
Yeah.
There's a Don Juan in the same edition. Look. And Notre Dame. Victor Hugo.
How much did you pay?
I got him down to 18 shillings.
18 bob? Come down, Edwin. Be part of the family.
No, I think I'll turn in. Close the door, Father, won't you?
Thank you for meeting me, Mr. Elliot.
Always a pleasure to do business with you, Mr. Tellwright.
This isn't business, not in the usual way.
Well, now you've intrigued me.
You're a good Wesleyan, sir. That's well known. Your reputation goes before you.
Well, kind of you to say.
Happen you're as concerned as I am about the primitives' camp meeting up by Longshore.
On the day of the centenary.
Exactly. The threat it poses, the risk of disorder. We can't have things getting out of hand, can we?
What are you asking, sir?
The factory at Blythe Bridge, I believe. That's far enough away.
Far enough for what?
The camp meeting needs policing, sir. The constabulary can't do it, and it shouldn't be local men. We need to ensure there's someone there who can keep order should things get out of hand.
Well, we don't want a repeat of 42.
My thoughts exactly. What do you think? Are your men reliable?
Aye, the good lads. There'd be a cost, of course.
Maybe I can help with that. Whatever it takes to keep the peace.
James says you want me.
Has he gone for his dinner?
I think so. Why?
I don't want him hearing this. Shut the door. Sit down.
What's wrong?
I've been through the sales slips, the ledgers.
Is there a discrepancy?
No, there isn't. There's nothing wrong that I can see.
So?
You've been clever. But I'll find it.
Find what? What do you think I've done?
18 shillings on bugs. Don't tell me you saved it. I don't pay you enough. Where do you get the brass?
You think I stole it?
Didn't you?
I'm not going to answer that.
How else could you afford it?
That's my business.
You're not too big to be beaten.
No.
Where did you get the brass, boy? Tell me, or by God...
I've drawn my club money.
Oh. That's up, is it?
Yes. And I've drawn it. Will that be all, Father?
What do you mean by drawing £50 and not asking my advice?
What do you mean by calling me a thief?
I didn't.
As good as...
Don't take that tone.
Why shouldn't I? You starved me for money. You couldn't get a man to do what I do for twice what you pay me. You call me a thief, and then you jump down my throat because I spend a bit of my own money.
Make less row. Do you want all the street to hear?
No, I won't make less row. Thief indeed.
I never called you a thief.
Of course you did. You shout, and you bully, and you expect everyone to obey you. It's not like I ever wanted to be a printer.
Stop this nonsense right now.
I work here, in your business, to please you. But are you ever pleased? The minute I do something I want with my own money, Father, you're on your high horse. Now, I wanted to be an architect like Mr. Orgreave.
Oh, what makes you think architecting would be any better than this? What's this business of mine for, if not for you? Architecting. I was starting to have hopes of you.
Oh, I can't win, can I? I can no more change you than I can change the course of the Trent.
Don't you dare walk out of here.
Why? What will you do?
Edwin...
Yeah, drink up, I'll get you another one.
He's stubborn as a mule.
Where does he get that from, do you reckon? I thought we'd blunged him.
He has no idea what it took to build that business.
Why would he?
When I think back...
Ah, there's no good looking back. Your lads had the primrose path. He never saw you in the workhouse with your arse hanging out of your trews. How can he understand?
My life's a marvel to me, Ephraim. Every day of it. A marvel that I don't live in one room with a hole in the roof. That I've four pairs of shoes to choose from of a morning. A marvel the woman I married adored me.
Oh, that is a marvel, adoring you.
Don't start. I sent the boy to school till he were gone 16. 16 at 27 shillings a term.
He thinks it's normal, Darius. He thinks he's entitled.
What would my father have said?
He's gone. The boy you were, he's gone too. Nobody remembers those days but us.
And Mr. Shushions.
Did you see him at St. Luke's on Sunday? He's getting very feeble.
He won't take help. I've tried.
That didn't surprise me. Men were a different breed then.
I've fought to hold my head up in this town, and my son wants to throw it all away.
No good going antler to antler. You need to be clever about it.
I'll give him another half crown a week.
Aye, he'll respond to that.
I'll get his auntie to tell him. If I have to talk to him, I'll strike him.
A wise woman, your sister-in-law.
Oh, that's debatable. She told me I enjoyed being angry. That it's my hobby. Says it's because I've no wife and no outlet. Have you ever heard such nonsense?
As I say, Darius, she's a wise woman.
You there. A table.
Monsieur, par ici, s'il vous plaît.
Non, pas celle-là, the one in the corner.
Oh, je regrette que ce soit réservé.
Oh, really? I don't see anyone. Are they invisible, perhaps?
This table is all right, Jack.
You're my wife. You deserve better than all right. You, d'ouverture mise à la porte. They think they can play games with us because we're English.
Shh, everyone's looking.
That's because you're the most beautiful woman in the room, which clearly makes me the luckiest man. Here, you, bring us some claret.
Gerald, please.
Don't worry. They're not talking about us. They're full of the execution.
Execution?
You must have seen the papers.
They're in French.
That fellow Rivienne's due to get his head chopped off any day now. Madame la Guillotine always draws a crowd. Better than the theatre, they say.
People watch. That's... Oh, how horrible.
We're not in Beasley now. Where's that wine? He killed his mistress. Fill it up, man. What good's half a glass?
Monsieur?
She wouldn't give him enough money. She suspected he was plotting against her for some time.
Why didn't she leave him?
Ah, some women love to be frightened.
Can that be true? I've never met anyone like that. No, women like...
Hmm?
To be listened to. To be loved, I suppose.
You can't have any complaints on that score.
Oh, Gerald, I didn't mean... No, I've no complaints.
I should think not.
Except... Sometimes, Gerald, when you drink too much...
I am drunk with desire for you, and you love it. Your hand is so beautiful. Your delicate finger.
You're embarrassing me.
Scales! Huh? Is that you?
Chirac! Oh, you old soak. You here to see Rivienne lose his head too?
All Paris will be there.
This is my wife, Sophia. Sophia, meet my good friend Chirac. I lived with him when I came to Paris the first time.
Enchanté. Is this your first time in Paris?
Yes. I mean, oui.
Charmant. Believe me, we French do not always sit in restaurants discussing death and execution.
Are you not going?
I must. I am a journalist, madame. I must observe such things. Please excuse me. A delight to meet you. A bientôt.
Yes. Au revoir.
Bye. Waiter, where are the damn menus?
Jeremy, let's go. I'm tired.
Tired? It's against the law to be tired in Paris. Shut up, bloody peasants! I can't think.
Gerald, he killed
the boom like a cannon just because they have a mansion in the Bois de Boulogne.
Sarah, is it your intention to insult everyone in this room?
Oh, did I insult you? Oh, yes, I did. You deserved it. Keep your mouths shut. We don't all want to listen to your prattling on.
Come outside and say that to me again, sir.
Don't mind if I do.
Gerald.
It won't be long, Sophia. Wait here for me.
But, Gerald...
I said, wait here!
Oui, je vous offre quelque chose, madame.
I'm sorry, I don't understand. My husband will be back soon.
Bien sûr.
Gerald?
I fear it is just myself, Madame Scales. Would you allow me to... see you back to your hotel.
Thank you, Monsieur Chirac, but I'm sure Gerald is coming back.
He may have been delayed. There's no sign of him in the street. It is late. You must be tired.
But the bill isn't paid. I have no money.
Je vous arrangerai. I will take care of it. Monsieur!
Oh, Monsieur Sirac, you are so kind.
It is nothing, madame. What is your hotel?
Hotel Maurice.
Ah, you are not far. I will escort you.
Oh! So that's where you are.
Monsieur Chirac brought me home.
Ah, I told you to wait for me, silly bitch.
Oh, Gerald, you have blood on your chin.
Yeah, so I do.
You left me in the restaurant with no money.
Well, you managed, didn't you? Come here. Oh,
no, Gerald, you're drunk.
You're such a bore. Oh, well, suit yourself.
Since first I saw your face, I resolved to honor and renown ye.
Hilda! Over here! No! Oh, how well you look, Janet.
It's so good to see you. Is this all you thought?
Oh, they've sent my bag straight up to your house. Look at you. It seems ages since school.
Well, it is. I was really surprised when you wrote.
I bumped into Miss Gailey in town and I thought of you at once. Those dancing lessons.
I was the bane of poor Miss Gailey's life.
We both were. I could never get the hang of the polka.
Gracefully, please.
Like blossoms on the breeze. Let's never lose touch again, Hilda. There's no reason to, especially since you only live in Turnhill.
Why do you want to be my friend?
What?
Why?
You haven't changed, have you? Still asking peculiar questions?
That's not an answer.
All right. It's because you ask peculiar questions. You make me think about what I think.
Is that good?
I think so. I think so. We'll get the bus into Bursley, then take the steam car up to Bleakridge.
A steam car? How modern.
Well, Mother's away visiting my aunt, so Father has put me in charge of the house. You're sharing my room. I hope that's all right.
Oh, of course. We'll be very cosy. And you can help me with my shorthand. I'm learning it.
Really?
Someone told me it's the key to the future.
You amaze me, Hilda.
Do I? I worry, Mother. We've a new maid. Florrie. Oh. She's supposed to have an afternoon off once a fortnight, but Mother always has errands for her. Or sewing. Poor Florrie's even more of a prisoner than I am.
Oh, Hilda.
Oh, it's true. I'm not allowed to do anything interesting. Are you?
Well,
I resent it bitterly. I tell myself to let go of things, and then I think, it's my resentment. Why shouldn't I keep hold of it if I want to? I'm not joking. Turnhill is so dull. There are no decent books to be had. I really wanted Tennyson's Maud, and it wasn't even in the travelling library. Oh. So I made Mother get it for my birthday. She had to send off to London for it. It caused such a to-do. I've learned some of it by heart.
Excellent! You can recite it for us. You always recite it wonderfully.
Perhaps to myself in the dark of the night.
Life can't be as bad as you say. You're learning shorthand, though you still haven't told me why.
Because of Mr. Cannon.
Mr. Cannon?
He collects Mother's rents. I found him for her when old Mr. Skellorn died. Mother was going to collect them herself till I put a stop to it. Can you imagine?
And Mr. Cannon told you to learn shorthand?
He's very modern. Very forceful. Very...
handsome?
No, I don't think so. It's not like that, Janet. He's clever and dark and awfully... well, big, I suppose. Like a bear.
He sounds alarming.
He has the cleanest cuffs and shiniest shoes I've ever seen.
If that's not a recommendation, I don't know what is.
Don't laugh at me.
I'm not.
He had a complete set of Victor Hugo novels in his office, so I warmed to him. I'm not sure he's actually read them, mind. He got them in part payment of a debt.
And he's not your sweetheart?
Of course not. Have you got a sweetheart?
No! No, I haven't.
Someone you'd like to be your sweetheart?
Of course not. What an idea.
Remember at school, that assistant with the pale hair?
Miss Jennings.
Yes, that's her. She seemed to me to be a completely grown-up woman.
She did.
She was younger than we are now. Do you feel like a grown-up woman, Janet?
Not really.
Nor do I. And I so want to.
Here we are.
Oh. Janet, it's beautiful.
Hello, sis.
Charlie, you're here already.
About an hour ago.
This must be Miss Lestways.
How do you know that?
Mother sends me 10 pages of news 3 times a week. I know more about what's happening in Bursley than you do. Hello, Charlie Orgreave, the handsome brother.
Oh, how do you do?
Your bag's arrived. I helped Martha take it up. Do you like Beethoven? Oh,
give her time to catch her breath.
Everyone likes Beethoven, don't they?
I don't like all of him. He's very... what's the word?
Violent?
Forthright.
That's what I like.
Janet and I will play the scherzo before supper.
You can't just spring Beethoven on me.
Come and practice, then. You'll excuse her, Miss Lestways. You can practice your party piece, too.
I don't have a party piece.
You do, Hilda. What about Maud? Hilda recites wonderfully.
Tennyson? Splendid. I'm reading In Memoriam. Go on.
I couldn't.
Please.
He won't give up till you do.
All right. Just a little bit. She is coming, my dove, my dear. She is coming, my life, my fate. The red rose cries, she is near, she is near, and the white rose weeps, she is late. The larkspur listens, I hear, and the lily whispers, I wait.
Oh, marvellous. Let's ask Edwin too. He's my best friend from school, Miss Lestways, and our neighbour. He's a printer. Frightfully clever.
He won't come. Mother's always asking him, and he never does.
Bet you a shilling he'll come for me.
All right.
He'll recite. He knows whole swathes of Shakespeare by heart. The barge she sat in, like a tum-ti-tum. Sickening, really.
I shan't recite. I can't. Not in front of strangers.
Hilda?
Sorry, I'd better be unpacking my bag.
Left at the top, third door on the right.
How rum. Janet, where do you find them?
Gerald, someone's at the door. I'm not dressed.
Throw something over your shoulders.
Oh. Just a minute.
Madame, Monsieur Chirac est en bas pour Monsieur Skies.
Oh, yeah, damn, I forgot. Bien sûr.
Monsieur.
I asked Chirac to lunch. You go, I'll come in a few minutes.
Me?
Darling, it's just for a few minutes. Chirac has to go to Auxerre for the execution, for his newspaper. I thought I'd go along and have a look.
Why would you want to see something so horrible?
I'm intrigued. It feels like an adventure. You come, if you want.
Come.
Or stay here. You used to be adventurous.
A man's going to die.
Exactly. I've never seen anything like that. Nor have you, I don't suppose. They don't go around guillotining people in Bursley. Auxerre is supposed to be quaint. There are plenty of hotels. But please yourself.
All right, I'll come.
I knew it! Oh, my little adventurer. Mwah.
Come in, Auntie.
I know I've changed, Teddy, but I don't think I resemble Mrs. Hamps quite yet.
Charlie, my dear fellow!
Yes, here I am, like the proverbial bad penny. I say, Teddy, nice room.
Well, your father did us proud.
Have you read all these books?
Oh, I'm working through them. Take the armchair, Charlie. I'll absquatulate on the desk.
Absquatulate. Oh, I'd forgotten that. Look at us in our smart suits, Teddy. Two young gods conquering the world.
Well, you are a doctor at Bart's.
Not till I graduate. I have to kill a few patients first. That's a joke. By the way, I suppose you're practically in charge of the printworks now.
It's not all it's cracked up to be.
Oh, dear.
Ignore me. Father and I had a fight. A bad one. I said I wasn't going back. Ever. But I did. I gave in. I always do.
You need cheering up. What a good thing I'm here.
How was it studying in France?
Très bien, merci. I'll tell you all about it over supper tonight.
Tonight?
I won't take no for an answer. Besides, there's money riding on it. A fiver.
Charlie!
A shilling, actually, but I can't lose face. Come on, Teddy. There's a fine girl staying. An old school friend of Janet's. You don't want to miss her.
Why? What's she like?
Come and see. She's worth the effort. Jolly attractive.
All right. I'll come.
About eight. Just family and Hilda Lessways.
My shawl looks perfect with that dress. Hilda?
Hmm? Oh, sorry, I was looking at the view. I can see for miles.
It's because we're high up, above the smoke.
All the fire's burning.
Oh, wait till it's dark. It's even better.
If your neighbour does come, promise you won't ask me to recite.
All right. And I promise I won't let Charlie bully you.
Your family. You're all so...
noisy?
Comfortable. With each other, with the world.
I suppose we are.
Is that normal?
I think so. It's normal for us.
This is perfect.
Are you sure? We might do better out of town.
Nonsense. This is the place. I'll go in and see.
Are you all right, Madame Scales?
Yes, thank you.
Gerald is very...
Yes, he always is. Did you see? The poor horse pulling our carriage was bleeding.
Yes, the coachman was a brute. It's execution day. They all want as many fares as possible. Once it's over, the town will go back to normal.
Come on. They have a single room at a price.
How much?
35 francs.
Gerald.
Now, don't make a face. We're lucky to get it. We'll have to carry our own bags.
Is it a single bed? How will we fit?
Oh, you don't suppose I'm going to sleep, do you? It's just for you. Come on! It's an adventure!
This isn't bad, considering.
I didn't expect everywhere to be so crowded.
All Paris is here.
In this hotel, it seems.
There's a way we can make a bit of our money back, my darling.
Oh.
Your window overlooks the square. We might rent out viewing spaces if I can give the concierge a big enough bribe.
The execution is in this square.
Directly across from your room. We'll lay in some wine, oh, and cheese. Then we can charge more, give people refreshments while they watch the fun.
Sure.
You call it fun. It's like something Roman.
Exciting, huh?
I don't want strangers in my room.
But there's money to be made. You're so provincial sometimes. Oh, well. Come on. Let's explore.
Is it safe?
Oh, you can't come. Chirac and I are going to places ladies shouldn't visit. Go to bed.
Madame Scales, may I be of service before I leave?
I'll be all right, Monsieur Chirac, but thank you.
Come on!
Whatever Gerard says, I will tell the porter not to allow anyone to enter your room. Close the shutters tonight, madame. They will bring the guillotine, people will be drunk, and all will be ugliness. Oh,
thank you for thinking of me.
Come on, Chirac!
There is a soft pedal, you know, Charlie.
You can't play Beethoven with a soft pedal.
You might try.
Good evening, all.
Edwin, you came.
Of course he did.
You owe me a shilling.
Mr. Edwin Clayhanger, Miss Hilda Lessways from Turnhill.
Delighted.
Are you? Why?
What?
Why are you delighted?
I've heard a lot about you.
What have you heard? Who told you?
He's being polite, Miss Lessways. He knows your name, that's all.
So you know nothing about me. But I know. You're a printer. And you're clever.
Oh, right.
Go on, then. Say something clever.
It's a nice evening, isn't it?
Yes. We were out on the lawn, but Father said it was damp and made us come in.
Yeah, it didn't feel damp to me. But if you think it's damp, isn't it?
Oh, I wish we had sophisticated conversation like this in London.
Oh, stop it.
Shall I play something?
No.
Poor Beethoven. Rejected and neglected.
Come on, Hilda. Let's wash our hands. We'll leave these two to their childish amusements.
Righto.
Charlie, really?
So? What do you think?
You said she was attractive.
Isn't she?
Her features are all too big for her face.
She has character. If you've got character, you don't need prettiness.
Who says?
I can't remember. Victor Hugo, probably.
I'm halfway through Notre Dame and I've not seen that. I'd have remembered.
I think it was in the one I borrowed from Tom. I got a buttermark on the cover and he made me give it back. I only read it for the scandalous bits, but I didn't find any. Take it from me, Your Worship. There's a lot of Victor Hugo that'll bear skipping.
Not a line. Not a word.
Oh,
Where did you spring from, Miss Lessways?
Mr. Orgreave wants you to come into supper.
He crept up on us like a ghost.
You don't find Victor Hugo dull, do you, Mr. Clayhanger?
No, I really don't.
Dull-ish?
No.
Supper, then.
We'll come now.
I'll tell him.
You don't think she heard?
Pass your glass, Teddy.
I'm all right, thanks.
Pitfall.
I hope you don't talk to your patients in that tone.
Honestly, I come down specially to see them, and not only do they not offer to pay my fare, they insult me. It's too bad.
What does your father think of Mr. Gladstone, Edwin?
Aha! Father's tactfully changing the subject.
He's a liberal, isn't he? He dines at the club. Well,
father calls himself a liberal, but I think he's a regular old Tory.
That's all right. Mine's a regular old Tory, too.
Charlie.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What do they say about prophets being without honour in their own country?
Father's not at all a Tory.
Thank you, Janet.
We've had some very interesting conversations about the primitive Methodists and their concern for the working man.
Oh, I've read about them. Aren't they having some enormous public meeting up on the hillside?
On Centenary Day.
Will you go?
I haven't thought about it. I shouldn't think so.
I heard a woman preaching in town last week.
A woman?
She spoke about the dignity of the worker and female emancipation and how trades unions campaign for justice
all
and...
All this and God too?
I found it inspiring.
Women preaching. It's enough to make one turn atheist.
Let's not talk about atheists, Charlie.
Sorry, Teddy. In theory, politics and religion are banned at the dinner table. Only in practice.
What's your opinion on atheism, Edwin?
Well, I think you can't help what you believe. And you can't make yourself believe something if you don't. I don't see why you should, either. There's no inherent virtue in believing.
Oh, Hilda. I'm so sorry. Clumsy of me.
It's all right. It was nearly empty.
It will stain.
It will wash out. It's nothing, really.
No virtue in believing, eh? Edwin the Radical.
Don't you see what I mean?
Is dinner like this at your home, Miss Lessways?
Not a bit, Mr. Orgreave. I could strangle Charlie sometimes. He completely dominates the conversation. You were hardly able to get a word in at supper.
Did you hear what he said?
Charlie?
Mr. Clayhanger. I'll never forget it. It's fundamental. It's the gift of life and peace.
Hilda?
I'm sorry, Janet. I can't go to bed yet. I'm too restless. Hop.
Hello? Is someone there?
Did you mean it? I must know.
Who's that?
Me. I saw you from Janet's window. I found your gap in the hedge. I followed you.
Did I leave something behind?
Do you want me to go back? I will.
No.
Everyone's gone to bed but Charlie. I said I was going for a walk in the garden. I suppose you think it queer of me.
Not at all.
Don't insult me by denying it.
Sorry.
Did you mean it when you said there's no virtue in believing? You can't say something like that and not mean it. If it's true, it's one of the most wonderful things that was ever said.
Is it? Oh.
Did you mean it? Or were you just saying it to sound clever? That's what they're always doing in that house.
I meant it.
Thank you.
Miss Lessways.
I'm always trying to believe. Aren't you? Or perhaps you do believe, deep down.
No, I don't.
And it doesn't worry you?
No.
That's extraordinary. It may mean a new life to me.
But I only just found out.
Recently, you mean?
No, just this minute. When you asked the question. I didn't know I didn't believe, but I don't. Not in any of it.
Nor me. I hope we're right.
Yes. It's starting to rain.
I thought it would.
I can't ask you in. Not this late.
No.
Stand against the porch wall. You'll get wet there if it keeps on. That wind.
Stand with me.
I'm all right here.
You needn't be afraid of me.
I'm not.
I'm going now. Will you shake hands? Here. Good night.
I say, Miss Lessways.
Is that you?
Yes, I've put the chain on.
Fresh air do the trick?
Isn't the world an extraordinary place, Charlie?
Madame! Madame!
What is it?
Is there a mere kiffy?
Ah, thank you. That's kind of you. Is my husband downstairs?
No, madame.
Will it be long now?
Not long.
No man deserves to die like this. To see everyone enjoying his misery. I thought it would be an adventure, but it's just... Oh, Constance, I wish you were here.
And then?
Nothing. You can go now.
Non solum venas a te, juste estas pro meritus sum, sed praesertis quia offendi.
If it eases up, we'll make a run for the newsagent.
Oh, I'm sorry. Might I squeeze under here?
Of course. I'll shift over.
Oh, thank you. Very kind. Miss Gailey, is it you?
What?
It's Janet Orgreave, Miss Gailey.
Oh, yes. We met,
Hello again.
Oh, heavens. Do you mind me too, Miss Gailey?
Oh, I'm sorry, dear.
Oh, Janet!
Don't worry, I've got you. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh. Hilda, take her other arm.
Here, drink this.
Oh, thank you. You're very kind.
The assistant says you're welcome to sit until the storm has passed. Let me help you, Miss Gailey.
Oh. I'm not usually like this.
When the rain stops, we'll take you home.
I can't put you to any more trouble, Miss Orgreave. Miss...
It's Hilda Lessways from Turnhill. Marjorie Lessways' daughter. Remember? You and Mother used to be such friends.
Did we? We quarrelled, I think. I can't remember what about. Doesn't my brother do some work for her? I'm sure he mentioned it.
I don't recall her, Mr. Gailey.
Miss Cannon, Mr. Cannon. He's my half-brother. He collects a rent, something like that.
Oh, yes. Hilda. Mr. George Cannon.
That's him. Good, good. What's it going?
Lord, do something.
Perhaps she has some smelling salts.
Miss Gailey. Miss Gailey. Look in her bag. Come along, Miss Gailey.
Hilda, there's nothing here.
No smelling salts?
Nothing at all. Just an old lace handkerchief and an empty purse. Completely empty.
Oh dear, you don't think...
She's awfully thin. Skin and bone under all these ruffles. I'm afraid she's ill.
Or starving.
Miss Gailey? Miss Gailey?
We must do something.
It's very good of you to take the trouble.
Miss Lessways thought you should know straight away. Your sister was good to us when we were younger.
And an excellent teacher.
Gracefully pleased, like blossoms on the breeze.
That's it. You too, then.
Me too. I had no idea she was in such straits. She moved to Bursley when she had to close the dancing school. You're staying in Bursley at the moment, Miss Lessways.
With me, yes.
Mm. I will make arrangements for Sarah, rest assured. Only, she's proud. She'd be mortified if she thought you'd spoken to me. Or even that you knew her situation.
We understand. Janet has asked her for tea tomorrow, so we'll make sure she has plenty to eat. Mm. What will you do for her?
Well, I'll think of something. Sarah's an excellent woman, but she does have a talent for falling out with people.
Thank you. We won't keep you.
How are you getting on with the shorthand, Miss Lessways? It's a wonderful thing, isn't it? Anyone that can write 120 words a minute will be able to walk into any situation they want.
I'm not that fast. 90, perhaps.
Excellent. Would you like a job?
What job?
This is very sudden, Mr. Cannon.
Well, you know, while the iron's hot. I'm starting a newspaper. I need staff.
Really? Can one do that? Just start a newspaper?
I have investors. I'll employ journalists. I'll be the editor. Someone with shorthand skills would be invaluable.
I'd love a job. Hilda, you can't just... You have to discuss, I don't know, terms.
But if the terms are agreeable, you'd accept?
Yes, I'd accept.
When can you start?
She can't. She's staying with me. At least until the centenary celebrations.
Well, that's Sunday. So I could start on Monday, Mr. Cannon. Subject to terms.
Splendid.
Hilda, this is all too fast.
You approve of female emancipation, Janet. You told me so.
Yes, I do, but...
Well, this will emancipate me.
There's Teddy. Hello, Teddy.
I wasn't sure you'd come.
We only decided at breakfast.
It's bound to be deadly. These things always are.
A big thing for Bursley, though. Hello, Miss Lesways.
Hello.
The dad and Auntie Hams are watching from Mrs. Baines's roof.
How grand.
Come on, let's find a place.
Let's find a strawberry ice first, and some hokey pokey. I passed three cellars on Wedgwood Street.
I've never tasted hokey pokey.
Then you're in for a treat.
Barrels for hire. Barrels for hire.
I can't see the others. Do you think they turned off?
It's fudge.
What?
Pokey pokey. It's just fudge.
What did you expect?
It sounded more exotic.
No, just fudge. I hope you didn't catch cold the other night. In the garden.
No. Did you?
No.
Why did you ask then? I've got a job. I'm going to work on a newspaper.
I can't quite hear you.
We can't keep shouting at one another. We have to get above the crowd somehow. Over here!
Barrel!
Go on, Mr. Clayhanger.
How much?
Sixpence, sir.
All right. Help the lady up, will you?
I can manage.
Take my hand, miss.
Thank you.
That's a shilling, then.
You said sixpence.
Sixpence each.
No, you said it would
be... If you don't want it, there's others who'll pay.
All right.
Yep.
Oh, it's perfect for seeing. Look, the marshals with their rosettes on. Don't they look pleased with themselves?
You said sixpence.
I can pay for myself if you want.
No.
I wonder what it's like out at the camp meeting.
I shouldn't think it's very safe.
Oh, safe. I do so hate safe, don't you? What's that, Janet? Janet!
It's quite a rough crowd.
So? Why shouldn't poor people have nice things to do?
I'm not saying they shouldn't. I wonder sometimes why people like us have so much and people like them have nothing.
I think that too.
Oh. Good. What's this job?
On a newspaper. A dream come true. To do something interesting, to be useful. Not just wait around to be married to some dull man.
Oh.
Oh, I love this hymn.
You're not like anyone I've ever met, you know.
The Prince of Glory died. My richest gain I count but loss and poor contempt. On all my pride. Oh, that's the best religious verse ever written. You can say what you like. It's worth believing if you can sing words like that and mean them.
Miss Lesways. Hilda.
What?
Get out of it, you old duffer.
Come on, get to that platform.
No entry without a ticket.
Give me a heap of the hokey.
Oh, man! They've knocked
your hat off! Oh, what's it worth, old sodger?
Let me through! I'm the oldest Sunday school teacher in the Five Towns, 50 years or more!
You can't go on the platform without a ticket!
I've got a ticket, I lost it down the city!
A likely story!
I've got to get there, I'm not there, Bradford!
Where'd you have your last drink, Bradford?
Right. No spirituous liquors have I tasted for 61 years, come Martin Mass. My name's Sushant. My name's Sushant.
Mr. Sushant. My father knows him.
Why didn't you say so?
I've only met him once. He didn't look like a tramp then.
Do something. Help him.
How?
Oh, really?
Excuse me! Excuse me, but this gentleman is telling the truth!
Oh, yeah, his fancy piece.
He is known to my companion, Mr. Clayhanger, the printer's son.
Hey, Darius!
Well, there's Big James. Big James will sort this out.
Mr. Yarlett!
Darius! Is it you?
He shouldn't be out in this state, miss. Take him home.
He must be got onto the platform somehow. You can see what it means to him.
When he's the man walking about in these towns in purple and fine raiment that I taught his letters to. And his spelling.
Mr. Yarlett, can you come?
Mr. Shushins!
Where have you been? Everybody's been asking for you. You're still in time for prayers. Come up.
If you're taking responsibility, sir.
You can't refuse the oldest Sunday school teacher in the Five Towns. Even if his mind isn't what it was, come along, go gently.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, James.
Yeah, that's all. There's nowt else to say. Go on.
Oh, that poor old man. Why should he be treated like that? He's done nothing wrong except forget to die.
Good job Big James came along.
Yes, it is. You are hopeless.
But...
completely hopeless. I'm disappointed in you, Mr. Clayhanger.
But... Miss Lesways! Miss Lesways, come back!
Edward!
Have you seen Miss Lesways?
Who's Miss Lesways?
Oh, Charlie Orgreave.
Down that way. What's up?
Your Mr. Shushins. He's in a terrible state. They wouldn't let him on the platform. He looked like an old tramp, Dad.
I'll go and help.
It's all right. Big James came to the rescue. He can't go on like that.
Don't worry. I'll do something for him.
This way, you said.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Miss Lesways. Charlie.
There you are. We lost you.
Miss Lesways.
I've nothing to say to you, Mr. Clayhanger.
I say, what's this?
Come with me.
Come where?
At the camp meeting by Longshore.
Don't. It isn't safe.
Of course it's not safe. I hate safe. Well?
All right. As long as we go now, this minute.
I wish you wouldn't, Hilda.
Come on, then.
Hilda?
Well, he's a dark horse.
What do you mean?
Edwin and your Hilda.
You think... No, Charlie, you're being ridiculous.
You've seen them together. You must have noticed. A perfect match, if you ask me. They're both old ducks. You don't mind, do you? Janet?
Of course not. No, of course I don't.
They call us primitives, and we are proud of the name. The primitive does not mean base, my friends. It means pure. We primitives open ourselves to God's word, not with our ears, but with our very souls.
What do you think?
We need no
She's wonderful.
Glad we came.
Of course.
Let's get
we
closer.
We stand before him naked, man and woman together.
Let the water and the blood...
How many workers have died of the dry bellyache? Poisoned by lead, poisoned by the very tools of their trade. While the owners turn a blind eye and count their profits. Yet still
Is that
children
true?
Are put to work in
I don't
factories.
Know. Probably.
Children
Isn't
of blind
have
no power to resist. We're not yet full grown. It is abominable.
Hear, hear!
And it must be stopped. If the owners will not listen, we must make them listen.
Our speaker's Warner has opened her heart to God. I speak.
Get back to the kitchen.
As one inspired to spread his holy word.
You whore!
What's that awful man?
You're a disgrace. Come on,
sir, it's a peaceful meeting.
Do something.
Come away, Hilda. They've got weapons.
Edwin?
We've been preaching. It's against the law of God.
Joel 2:28. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Friends.
Come down off that platform.
I have every right.
Come on. What? There are too many of them. Come away.
This way, mate.
Stay.
Let go of me. Stop.
No time to waste.
James.
Help me with her, Mr. Edwin.
How are you here?
I'm friends with the preacher woman. A few of us have been keeping an eye on her.
Go and help her.
She's all right. The others are there. Let's get you away. There's a whole gang of these thugs.
Come on, Hilda.
You've been itching for trouble since they turned up.
This is wrong. This is wrong.
Come on.
I'd get straight home if I were you.
We will.
You all right, miss?
I think so. Thank you. Thank you so much. Look, here's sixpence. It's all I have.
Keep your money, miss. Just be safe.
Thank you, James.
I must get back. I'll warn Cassie.
I've warned her.
Oh, Edwin.
Mr. Tellwright said there'd be trouble. He's been banging on about it at St. Luke's.
But the primitives didn't start it.
They didn't. It was those ruffians.
The woman spoke so vividly. Things I haven't heard before.
They don't want us to hear them, though, do they? They don't want us to think for ourselves.
Who?
Men like Mr. Tellwright. They don't want us hearing things they approve of. We might make up our own minds, and then where will they be?
Edwin?
This is wrong, Hilda. What happened here today is wrong, and it was deliberate.
You think Mr. Tellwright?
I don't know. Maybe. Men like him. Even my father, maybe.
Edwin...
There's a fight going on, Hilda. I never realised till now. And it's time to choose sides.
In Chinatowns, inspired by the novels of Arnold Bennett and dramatised by Sean McKenna and Lynn Coughlin, Ephraim Tellwright was played by Neil Dudgeon and Darius Clayhanger by Tim McInerney. Edwin was Cameron Percival. Sophia, Alexandra Constantinidi. Gerald Scales, Christopher Harper. And Shirak, Charlie Anson. Janet was Saffron Coomber. Hilda Lessways, Lucy Doyle. Miss Gailey, Claire Corbett. And Mr. Cannon, Gunnar Cawthery. Big James was Ian Conningham. Cassie, Jeanette Percival. Mr. Orgreave, Tony Turner. Charlie Orgreave, Joseph Eyre. Elliot, Paul Bowne, and Shushans, Michael Burtonshaw. Incidental music was arranged by Colin Guthrie and performed by Colin Guthrie, Peter Ringrose, and Ian Conningham. Songs were performed by members of the company. The director was Marion Nancarrow.